Welcome home.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, everybody. How are we? Welcome back to episode 22 of Welcome Home.
Yeah, you feel me? 22 is a type of gun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Good one to start off with. I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, 22. This is an interesting one.
Squid Knight has 22 tattooed on his face.
Okay.
Also, due to the gun that I just mentioned.
Good.
I do know somebody who goes by 22 as well.
Yeah.
Well, we can't say that. We're just going to refer to it as 22, but...
While we take a minute to think more on 22, let me just say, welcome home, homies. New listeners, old listeners, welcome home. We welcome you guys back. We know we've been on a little bit of a break.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm 22.
We've been on a bit of a break, you know, along with the rest of the world. We're just still being impacted by the coronavirus. It's been tough to get together and coordinate to do the podcast remotely like this.
Yeah, you know, shit getting rough out this joint, you feel me?
Anyway, it's good to be back.
Yeah, you know the vibes. You feel me?
And
it's so funny when people say that.
And going forward in the future, the next few weeks, months, we'll be looking to get back on a more consistent basis as we continue to work through this pandemic. So we just thank you for your continued support and continuing to listen to us. We really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, I would just like to say hashtag fuck Rona, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
That's how I'm coming.
On that note, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Welcome Home Pods.
Mm-hmm. Do that. Like it. Share it. Do what you gotta do. You know what to do. I done told y'all too many times. You know what to do. Come on, man.
Also, be sure to find us on YouTube at 812 Media Productions. Check out some 812 Gaming. We got lots of great stuff on there.
Yeah, Griff been going crazy on that, John.
Got some new Assassin's Creed Valhalla content coming for you.
I voted for this game, so I'm interested to see how it plays.
So definitely go check that out.
Yeah, make sure y'all check everything out, man. Honestly, if y'all support us, that can help us support y'all. You feel me?
Looking to get bigger and better all 2021.
That's all it's about, baby. You feel me? I keep saying you feel me a lot.
If you'd like to show further support for the Welcome Home podcast, a great way to do that is, again, just giving us a repost in your story on Instagram when we drop episodes. And also, there's a link to our Patreon in the episode description that comes with a lot of great perks supporting through there. So definitely check that out as well. Dolan, what else you got with 22?
Other than me being 22.
You are 22. There's the Taylor Swift song.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Yeah, I know that song. That's a good song. I like Taylor Swift low-key, but like only certain songs. Love Story, it's a great song.
It's a classic.
What's the one where she's a nerd at school?
Teenage Dream.
No, that's Katy Perry.
I thought that was Hot and Cold.
No, that is too. That's
mean?
Also Katy Perry.
You too.
No, U2 is a totally different band. I think they're Irish or something.
They are.
No,
You got this. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Hold on, what song is that? I know that song too. Hold on. That was Justin, wasn't it?
Justin who?
Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber has a boyfriend song, doesn't he?
Justin Bieber does not have a boyfriend. He's married.
No, he has a song called If I Was Your Boyfriend.
No.
Yes, he does. Griff, you're fucking with my head, Griff. I don't like this.
He has a song called Boyfriend.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. That's not the song you just sang?
Is it?
You're gonna stop fucking playing with me, Griffin. I don't know what you got going on, pal. What's the fucking Taylor Swift song? God damn it. About to fucking look. Hold on. The fuck? You know, and she's holding up the fucking sign in the window. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, Griff. I don't know what fucking album it's on.
Yeah, it's on that one.
You Belong With Me. That joint is fire. That's a great Taylor Swift song. Now, what was that fucking boyfriend song? Let's get back to that. That was Justin, wasn't it?
Justin who?
Griff, I'll fucking... You better cut this shit, Griff. It is Justin. I told you it was fucking Justin. Other than that, no. 22, I can't.
Matisse Thybulle.
Who?
76ers.
Okay. I want to get 22-inch rims on a car.
Why?
I just think it would look cool. On like an old El Camino or something. You know, like I'm from down south. Put spinners on it and shit. I really want to bring spinners back. Like, everybody tells me I'm corny, but I really want like big-ass rims that just, like, when I stop, they keep spinning.
I see that for you. That makes sense.
Bro. I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like to essentially think of you as Turtle from Entourage. More so, I like to think of Turtle as you.
I respect it.
Like, when I watch Entourage, I just replace Turtle with you, and it just works. Speaking of shows.
Okay.
We got some new ones.
All right. You start.
Me start?
Yeah.
All right. So, I've been watching this new show.
Okay. Hold on. You can't lie to the people like that.
What do you mean?
It's not a new show. It's actually a show that recently just ended.
What do you mean? It's a new show.
It's not a new show. New to you.
It's a new show.
Okay.
It's a good recall to a couple episodes ago, one of Jake's episodes. He was asking me about a TV show that I just binged through, and I've been on like a season a day pace with this.
Yeah.
It's called Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, Griff, everybody is. The whole fucking world
has
seen Modern Family.
Well, as we've discussed, you did me a disservice by not telling me about it sooner.
I definitely told you about it.
You did.
I didn't tell you how good it was.
Well, that should be the main thing that you tell me.
I just felt like, I don't know, I thought everybody watched it at least once at some point.
You did the same thing with SVU.
Because who hasn't fucking seen SVU?
I had only watched CSI Miami up to that point.
Whose fault is that, pal? Nobody put a gun to your head and said you are only allowed to watch CSI Miami.
I just figured it was the best one.
It's not. It's probably one of the worst.
I don't know.
Fuck CSI Miami.
Come on now.
That's how I feel.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Fuck. Shit. Got me all fired up.
Anyway, this new show, Modern Family.
It's not a new show, Griff. The show just fucking ended. It's been on for fucking years. Since we were in high school. It's not a new goddamn show, pal.
I think it was on since before we were in high school.
Maybe. I think it's been on since Obama. If you want me to be honest with you. Pretty sure they came out the same year. Obama got elected. Modern Family came to fucking my PHL 17.
It's an ABC show.
Guess what fucking channel they play it on, pal? They play it on 17. If you don't got cable and you got a satellite, you can get 17. And you can watch you some Modern Family, Griff. Homeless people can watch Modern Family if they really want to. It's taking you this long to watch a show that homeless people can watch. How does that make you feel about yourself?
It makes me feel like I've been cheated.
Yeah. You gotta get with the fucking times, pal.
I'm with the times.
Clearly not.
What do you mean?
You think Modern Family's a new goddamn show?
It's a fantastic show.
There are characters on that show who started as children that are grown adults now.
I know, it's weird. I don't like it.
You should have been paying attention the whole time.
I thought I was.
I've had a crush on, what's her fucking name, Haley? Since the goddamn beginning. The dumb daughter. Phil and Claire's dumb daughter.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a crush on her forever. And then Alex, the smart daughter.
Yeah.
She is like, her tits are huge now.
Yeah, no, I did see that. But like, if you give me a goddamn spoiler, I'm not gonna spoil anything.
It's a fantastic show. I've seen pretty much every episode, I believe.
Oh my god, well.
Because I've been watching it since it came out.
Who's your favorite character?
Dylan.
Bad John.
Yeah, Dylan, for sure.
Not Phil?
Phil is a very close second. And Jay is a close third. And Manny is a close fourth. And Luke is a close fifth.
What?
I'm a big fan of the show. I like the show a lot. I like all the characters a lot.
Yet you've never fucking told me about it.
Because I thought everybody knew. The show's been on 10 plus years, pal. I thought everybody knew how good it was. It's gotta be good to be on 10 plus years. They don't put shit that's bad out over and over again for 10 years. They just don't, pal. They don't do it. It's a great show.
Yeah, yeah it is.
I'm trying to reminisce.
Well, you should have fucking told me about it. Could've reminisced. You got Hulu?
Yeah, I do.
The entire series on Hulu.
Yeah, I've already seen it.
Okay, so fucking watch it and reminisce. That's what you said you just wanted to do.
No, I want to fucking discuss it. Like a goddamn book club or something.
Do you want to start a book club?
No, I don't want to fucking read books.
Oh my god.
We can start a show club, though. I would most definitely watch shows and talk about them. I don't want to read a goddamn thing. Fuck, that's probably the main reason I didn't want to go to college. Was because I was going to have to keep reading stuff. I hate it. One of my least favorite activities. Fuck that.
What if you were reading on your phone or something?
It's different.
Okay, so...
But I'm not going to read an ebook.
Oh, that's what
you
I'm
feel
talking
me?
About.
No, fuck that. What the fuck? I have so much other cool shit I can do on my phone. Why would I sit there and read a fucking ebook?
Oh, my entire book collection is ebooks on my phone.
That's simply not true.
That is true.
You have a hard copy of Gucci Mane's autobiography.
Yeah, and I have all 26 volumes of Dragon Ball Z manga.
Right, so your entire collection is not ebooks.
No, but the collection that I actively read is.
Do you have those books as ebooks as well?
No.
So your entire collection is not ebooks. Case closed. Bang the gavel. I win.
My entire Witcher collection is ebooks.
Nobody asked about Witcher. Where the fuck is Roach?
I don't know. I hope to find her.
She was a fucking girl?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Did you know Timmy Turner was voiced by a girl?
That doesn't surprise me.
And Bart Simpson?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that until a week ago.
How?
I didn't fucking know. Pistol told me. We were watching fucking The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, y'all know Bart was voiced by a girl. And like, what the fuck? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
You know most of those characters are voiced by men?
What? Nuh-uh.
Louise is the only one that isn't.
That's his wife?
No, that's the daughter with the ears.
His wife's a man?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
You're bullshitting me. And the ugly daughter, I could see that. I could see that, I guess. But the wife? No way.
I don't know if you know Andy and Ollie, the twins. They're not in the family, but they're other characters. So. Yeah, they're the Silvermans, the sisters.
Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
She does comedy, right?
She is a comedian, correct.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
She's got a weird face, but I like her.
Okay.
But those are females.
No, Andy and Ollie.
Oh, shit! Oh, man, fuck that. I don't like that.
Anyway, getting real off topic here. Modern Family, fantastic program.
Absolutely. 10 out of 10 recommend. So I've recently, God, I've been watching a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't even lie to you, yeah. I'm gonna say there are three main ones. We'll start with The Crew, one season long, 10 episodes on Netflix, produced starring Kevin James. Great show so far, the one season. But that's a good show, I like that. Very, very nice. In the Dark, another one. It's about this blind chick, and she starts, like, she just fucks a bunch of people and gets drunk and shit.
Okay. Like,
yeah, she be living her life, you feel me?
So that's porn?
No, it's like her living her life in Chicago, and, you know, natural Chicago objectives come up. It's a good show, though. It's very, very interesting to see. It made me realize, I think I tweeted, I could not be blind, strictly because I would feel like nobody could see me, since I couldn't see anybody. You feel me? Like, you know how when you're little, you close your eyes and try to hide, and you're like, oh, they can't see me if I can't see them?
Getting to the Dolan tweets a little early this episode.
I'm just saying. Was that one of the ones you had selected?
I did save it. I wasn't going to necessarily do it this episode, but...
Yeah, I would think like nobody could see me because I would just look, I couldn't see anything. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be blind. I would hate it. But that's a great show. And also Atypical is another great show about this kid with autism graduating high school and stuff. Great, great, great show. Very glad I watched it. It's a very heartwarming, wholesome, family-friendly show. Not quite family-friendly. There is some sexual undertones, but what do we got next?
Well, I think it's about damn time we get to the Reddit referral.
Jesus fuck. We've just been talking, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it. Reddit referral time, baby.
My wife is a champ.
All right, what'd she do?
I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. Today was my birthday. I was getting into it with my wife.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Not you, pal.
She likes anal.
Okay.
I like giving it to her.
Naturally.
Needless to say, after a good bit of foreplay, I'm inside her rear.
All right.
Get a couple drinks in me. I like some light anal play myself.
Oh, that's, I don't know about that one, pal.
My wife suggests the dildo for myself.
Nope.
I think to myself, in my half-baked drunken stupor, why not?
Well, there's a few reasons, but...
I'm not a small guy, and with plenty of lube, she enjoys the hell out of it, so I'm sure I can enjoy it. Wrong. Ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch.
Yeah, you don't fucking think? What the fuck?
Jesus, my ass still hurts. It's not a big dildo, and she's taking me like nothing. How the fuck does she do it? I've torn her the hell up, and she just loves every second. I tapped out in under 5. My wife is the greatest, and I will never underappreciate sodomy again.
Well, I'm glad that helped you realize how special your wife is for you. I don't think... personally, I ever could do something like that. I look at that more as an exit. Nothing's supposed to go in there. At least on my behalf. I will put my thumb in a girl's butt now and then.
Okay.
And I've tossed around the idea of eating ass, but have not found the right ass to eat yet.
Well, do you lick the thumb after?
No, before. Not after.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta make sure it slides in.
Okay. No anal play for yourself.
No, I would not be experiencing anything of the sort.
Not even like a touching of the butthole?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you are not down for the butt plug that Jake thought you might be?
Absolutely not. No. No, I don't know what would have made him think that. Not that kind of guy. I've seen girls with butt plugs in, and that was a cool experience. But again, I personally would not. No, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, shout out Jake, but swing and a miss on that one, pal.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Do you know the male's G-spot is like 2 inches inside the anus?
Yeah, I've heard that. Doesn't interest me.
Okay.
I orgasm quite fine without going anywhere near my anus, as far as I've experienced, so I think I'll be all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Moving on. Last one here.
Okay.
It's a long one, though, so strap in. I shit all over a Tinder hookup's bathroom last night.
At least it was the bathroom.
Late yesterday, I connected with a hot girl, 8 out of 10, on Tinder. We grabbed a bite to eat, had lots of drinks, got stoned, then hooked up.
Solid.
Afterwards, I crashed at her place. About 3 a.m., I woke up to terrible abdominal cramps.
Bad runs.
I'd never experienced anything like that before, and the pain was extremely intense. I jumped out of bed and ran to the bathroom. It felt like I was just extremely gassy and needed to fart or take a massive shit. But sitting on the toilet, nothing was coming out. So I started to tear through her bathroom cabinets and drawers, looking to see if she had anything to relieve gas. Keep in mind, I'm drunk, stoned, and experiencing bursts of extreme pain, so I wasn't thinking very clearly. The cramps continued at an increasingly frequent pace. Now I'm barely getting a minute of relief between the cramps, and so I decide to sit back down on the toilet and just push as hard as I can to see if anything will come out. At one point, I was pushing so hard that I thought I was going to give myself an aneurysm.
Jesus.
But then I feel movement. It's a huge, hard-as-fuck shit brick, and it's destroying my ass as I push to try to get it out. Finally, it comes out, and I experience almost instant relief. It's then that I realize there's no toilet paper on the ream.
Oh, no.
So I stand up to grab a new roll from under the cabinet.
Okay.
That I had seen previously when looking for gas relief stuff, but that turns out to be a huge mistake. Oh, man. The moment I stand up, diarrhea explodes out of my ass and splatters all over the toilet and the entire area surrounding the toilet. It hits the shower curtain, the side of the cabinet, the floor, the run. It's everywhere.
Oh, man.
I sit back down to complete my shit and just smear what was on the seat all over myself.
That's bad.
After I completed and cleaned myself up, I surveyed the damage and it was bad. Really bad. Shit everywhere, plus I had emptied most of the contents of her cabinets onto the counter or the floor. In addition, my underwear had been hit hard by the explosion, so they couldn't be saved.
Nice.
Thank God the rest of my clothes were still in the bedroom. I had two options. Clean up the bathroom. Keep in mind I was drunk and stoned, or dash. So I snuck out of the bedroom, grabbed my phone, ordered an Uber, quietly got dressed, and dashed out of there, leaving my Calvin Klein boxer briefs in her bathroom garbage.
Bad job, bro.
About 9:45 this morning, she started sending me text messages. At first, just wondering where I had gone. Then, once she stumbled onto the bathroom, I assume, messages asking what the fuck had happened and why I had left her with such a huge mess. With increasing amounts of obscenities as I failed to respond.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, bro, I mean, you just gotta take that. Like, it's an L for you and it's an L for Shorty, you feel me? You aren't gonna be able to have sex with her ever again. And she has to clean up all your shit out of her bathroom. It's kind of a lose-lose. It's just an overall bad situation.
It's a terrible situation.
Yeah. I experienced something almost similar, but I didn't shit everywhere. I just had diarrhea in the toilet. But it was a very rough experience. I think I called out of work the next day.
Goodness.
Yeah, to be honest with you. I was fucked up. I was up for like 2 hours. Shit.
Yeah, that's the worst. All right, well, that's going to be a wrap on our Reddit referrals for this episode.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed them. Hopefully we got some good questions coming up here.
You going to let the people know what we got going on? Or are we just going to dive in?
No, we, so these questions actually are coming from Reddit.
Okay.
Found them on the Ask Reddit forum. Just a bunch of questions that I liked and I thought we could have some fun answering. So let's get to it. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
I'm interested in your answer for this.
Bombs away.
What's the highest waste of money that you don't regret?
I don't really regret much in my life, to be honest with you. I'm a real, like, kind of accepting person. I feel like once shit happens, that just kind of is what it is. You feel me?
Right.
I can tell you some crazy money I've spent, though. There was a point in time over the summer where I was spending roughly probably almost $2,000 a week. I was getting fried. Like, I was getting fried, bud. And I don't really regret it because it was fucking awesome. And it was so fun. I have great stories. But I probably could have used that money to do other stuff. But, you know, I don't really give a fuck. What about you?
Well, for me, a little different. I'm going to go with my Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was a while back. It was just a high purchase. Smoked a couple bowls and decided I want some sunglasses.
I'm interested in getting some sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I highly recommend Ray-Bans. Yeah,
probably not.
We're like more expensive, you know? Mm-hmm. Handmade in Italy, apparently.
Really?
Supposedly, that's what it says on the thing, I think. So, but they're good Jones. They're reliable, they're sturdy, and when it's sunny out, you can't catch me outside without them.
I like it.
Money well spent.
I want to go, like, do, like, an America's Best 2 for $80 deal or something.
Yeah.
You know, get a pair of new glasses, which is regular ones, because these are broken.
They are.
And I would like a pair of prescription sunglasses as well, so I can block the sun and still be able to see.
Makes enough sense to me.
Yeah, you know. What's next?
What movie can you change drastically by having the two main characters kiss at the end?
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who do you think?
Well, why Men in Black?
I mean, would you ever expect them to kiss at the end of the movie?
Well, no, but how does...
It would change the whole way you thought about the movie, right? You'd be like, why the fuck did they kiss at the end? What's going on? And then you would go back and, like, analyze other scenes and then, like, start putting shit together. It would change the whole movie for you.
Okay.
You feel me?
I might have to do the experiment.
What do you mean?
Like, watch Men in Black and then pretend they kiss at the end and then watch it again to analyze it.
Yeah.
Or watch it just once, analyzing it like they're going to kiss. As if,
yeah.
That probably makes more sense.
At least for time-wise.
Yeah, you know, there's no sense to watch a whole movie just to pretend something happens.
Oh, man.
Well, shit. All right, I'll give it to you. That's a good one.
Yeah, what do you think? I feel like any action movie.
Yeah, that's probably the go-to, right?
Like any action movie.
The thing is, like, you could say, like, the Fast and Furious, but, like, at the same time, that just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you just see Vin Diesel and The Rock planting one on each other.
I was thinking one of the female driver bitches that they fall in love with, but...
Well, no, because then that wouldn't change the movie at all.
Really? I've never seen any of them. I've only ever seen Tokyo Drift.
That one's not even part of the main saga, even though it kind of is, but not really.
It's the only one I've ever seen. It's the only one I remember seeing. And I didn't see the whole thing.
Fast Five.
Whatever.
I still gotta pick one, don't I?
Yeah. Pineapple Express.
Yeah, but like, not really.
No, it wouldn't. I mean,
it kind of ended that way anyway. What was the question?
I know it was like kissing at the end of a movie, but what was the whole question?
What movie can you change drastically by having the two main characters kiss at the end?
Okay. Pretty much any movie that people don't kiss at the end.
Obviously, but that's not the point.
I don't think there are too many that would change the plot a ton.
What about, like, Avengers or something?
What, instead of snapping his finger, the bull just kisses somebody?
Yeah, that could work. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like you could come up with a better one, though. Because a kiss almost makes sense. It's kind of like a snap.
I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure the world wouldn't end, though.
Yeah, but it's like Sleeping Beauty woke up with a kiss, right? Or was that Snow White? Or was it both of them?
Pretty sure it was both of them.
Damn.
They might be the same person.
You think?
Maybe. Snow White had 7 dwarfs. Sleeping Beauty was just sleep. I feel like somebody had to take care of her.
I feel like Snow White is the least hot princess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was going to say Ursula, but she's not a princess.
No, she's not. That would be Ariel you're thinking of in that one there.
Yeah, that's why. Maybe Snow White bit the witch's apple, fell asleep, and turned into Sleeping Beauty.
No, she just thought she was beautiful while she was sleeping. She wasn't Sleeping Beauty.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Disagree. Think Snow White and Sleeping Beauty are the same person? Have you ever seen them in a room together?
Yes.
When?
I've been to Disney World many times.
Oh, I haven't.
They're close friends, as far as I can tell.
You think they fuck?
I hope. Actually, not them, though. I would pick a different duo or trio.
Honestly, my opinion, Jasmine's the hottest.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Rapunzel.
Really?
Yeah. I still need an answer here.
Yeah, but I don't know what you got going on.
I don't either.
Literally just say any movie. Like, it's gonna make sense. It would change the movie. Because they don't kiss at the end, but then they kiss at the end. Like, it changes the movie. You feel me? The Avengers was a good one. Fuck it. Stick with the Avengers.
What about Straight Outta Compton?
Who would kiss who? Eazy and Cube?
I would hope not.
Well, they were the ones beefing. That would be the only logical kiss. Snoop and Dre?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or Dre and Suge?
Okay. Instead of Dre leaving, he kisses Suge?
Yeah. Or he kisses him on his way out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can see it. That would change a lot. I'll give it to you. What's the next one?
Maybe MC Ren and DJ Yella?
No, that wouldn't affect anything. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Like, no offense or nothing, but like, yeah, no, I don't give a fuck about that. Hey, come on, bro.
You know who's about to make a huge comeback?
Bobby?
Kinda. Other side of the coin. Rowdy.
Did you listen to the new song he dropped?
Which one? The one with Nav or the Funkmaster Flex? Either way, I listened to both. Yeah. So, yes.
Did you like him?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I listened to the one with Flex or the one before that. Because he dropped one before that, didn't he? I guess First Day Out or something.
Since his jail verse from Pop Smoke's album, just been waiting. I've been like, yeah, no, he's going to blow up. He's going to make a comeback in a big way. Him and Bobby, too.
Yeah. Bobby's going to blow.
I'm interested in Rowdy in a way that I wasn't necessarily before.
That's good. I was a fan of Rowdy before. Yeah. But he only really had Shmoney Dance. That was his only song.
All right. Last one here.
Okay.
What was the first thing you worked for to save up enough money to buy?
A car.
Okay.
When I got my first job, opened a savings account and put half my paycheck in it every week for like a year, I think. Maybe a little more than a year or a little less than a year. And that ended up buying my first car, which I had for maybe like a year. And then it kind of fell apart because I never did anything to it.
Fair enough. How much did you save up?
It was like a little over $3,000, probably like $3,200.
Nice. When I worked at Pier 1 a couple years ago, my main saving in working there was for a new phone.
Okay.
So I saved up like $1,000 or whatever and scored a new phone. My friend hooked me up with a discount.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good job. Felt proud. All right, so that's going to bring an end to our question segment. What'd you think about some of the Reddit questions?
They were interesting.
Yeah, different, right?
Yeah, they give you a different perspective, kind of.
Yeah, and they're new, they're fun, they're questions really drawn and taken from everywhere.
Yeah, I like it.
So we got a handful more that we'll be checking out in the coming episodes, too.
We also still would love your guys' questions.
Hell yeah. Be sure to submit them through our DMs, go on Instagram or Twitter.
Ask us anything you want to know, and we're going to answer it 100% honestly, or as honestly as we can on a public broadcast like this.
Yeah. Any questions, topics of discussion, whatever. Again, that's at Welcome Home Pods.
Welcome Home Pods on everything. Every social media. It's us.
Yes, sir.
Find us, follow us, and share us.
Hell yeah. All right. Since we got off on a bit of a ramble in the beginning of the podcast, we're going to skip over our topic of discussion for this episode, and we're going to jump straight into some Dolan tweets.
All right. Let's get it.
All right. Let's dive into some old ones.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
This is from September 4th. 2015.
Okay, 11th grade.
At 2:42 p.m.
Matter of fact, that was the beginning of 12th grade.
It was.
Okay.
80% of children born after 1985 were accidents.
That's something I still stand on to this day. I feel as though most children are accidents at this point. Most people's lives aren't put together enough where they're sitting down planning like, all right, we want to have a baby. And yeah, there are still people who do that, but I feel like it's a lot less common and prevalent now. You feel me?
Interesting. All right, next one here.
Mm-hmm.
October 10th, 2015.
Okay, early senior year.
Rob's birthday.
I didn't know Rob yet.
Nope, nobody did.
Well, people did.
He didn't know himself at that point.
He did. He did. Other people did. We just didn't.
At 8:09 a.m.
All right, I was probably in school. This was a weekend, maybe. But I don't wake up that early, so I was probably in school.
I'm such a shitty boyfriend.
Yeah, I am. I am. That's something I've tried to work on as of the past probably like year or so, maybe. I really am a total piece of shit, though. Like, I'm not a great guy. Like, I'm nice and, like, fun and all that. But, like, I kind of cheat a lot. Like, and it's so bad. I haven't cheated recently, but I'm also not in a relationship right now. So, like, doesn't fucking matter anyway. I would like to be a better person now. At the time when I tweeted that, I was probably a little more proud of it. I definitely was a shitty boyfriend, though. And I didn't know who I was dating at that time, and I wasn't a great boyfriend to her. Sorry.
All right. January 13th, 2016.
Okay. That's January what?
13th.
Okay.
2:51 p.m.
Right after school.
If you still listen to Fetty Wap, you're a thought.
Yeah, only whores listen to Fetty Wap after, like, the initial month of Trap Queen. And then, you know, 6, 7, 9. That was about it, though. But yeah. Fetty Wap got played out super fast.
All right, this is a more recent one.
Okay.
May 9th, 2020.
Ooh, all right.
What if we ain't have months or years, just days, and people had to be like, yo, bro, remember that girl from the party 246 Saturdays ago?
I remember writing that. I think I was really high. But I feel like that would be crazy. Like, what if you just had to measure everything by days? Like, there are 7 days in a week, and that's it. You feel me? There are just weeks. That's the longest measurement of time there is. So, like, 200-something Saturdays is really only, like, 4 or 5 years. You feel me? Bad job.
Okay. April 23rd, 2020.
Okay.
At midnight.
Okay.
White women yell things, then look around and wait for somebody to do some about it.
I believe that to be accurate. I think that was probably right around the time Karens were making a rampage.
Fair.
And I've seen it happen, you know.
Who hasn't?
They'll yell and then stand there, but like they won't do anything. You feel me? Like it'll be something they could do or like they could make happen.
Yeah.
But they'll just yell and won't do anything.
I think our listeners can appreciate that. I think the thing they're probably wondering though is what compelled you to tweet this at midnight.
I probably saw a video or something on Twitter of a white woman yelling.
Okay.
Or witnessed one in person, maybe.
Midnight.
Yeah, you know.
All right, and let's end on this one.
Okay.
This is pretty self-explanatory, but November 11th, 2015,
ooh,
at 10:13 p.m.
Ooh, okay.
I need a Dutch fatter than Respucia.
Yes, big bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with the reference, Respucia's from Norbit.
That was Griff's first Hollywood crush.
I don't know about all that. Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, something about the drag just did it for you.
Maybe. But great movie. Did you watch that with me for the first time?
Not for the first time.
Okay.
But for the first time in a while, yeah.
We got takeout from the Wegmans buffet.
That was good.
And then we went.
It was the only time I've eaten at Wegmans.
Yeah. Then we watched Norbit, and then we went. It was actually 4th of July. Then we went to the fireworks.
Okay. I remember at the truck.
Yeah. Hedgehog Grill. Shout out.
I remember. Shout out. You know the vibes.
But yeah, some good Dolan tweets.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like one of my purposes is to entertain the people, you feel me?
And that's what we're here to do.
Anything I can do to be entertaining, I'm with it.
Whether that's podcasting.
Podcasting, gaming.
Yep.
Tweeting.
Eating.
Eating. I've been thinking about cooking, maybe. Made myself some breakfast earlier that was fucking delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just here to entertain y'all, you mean? Let me know what y'all want to see me do. I'm just your average guy. Hasn't done much.
Wants to do a lot.
Yeah, for real. But I've done a lot too. Like, I just haven't done a lot of conventional things. You feel me? Like, I've never eaten at the Cheesecake Factory, but I've done some things.
Jesus.
You feel me? I've never eaten at the Cheesecake Factory, but I've had somebody's mom suck my dick. I've done some stuff, but I haven't done some stuff either.
With that, that's going to start to bring a close to episode 22 of Welcome Home.
Deuce, deuce, baby.
Homies, thank you for all your support, especially in these times. Again, we're working to bring you episodes when we can, and going forward, we'll get back to a more consistent basis. Just stick with us. We appreciate it. We thank you for hanging out and listening to us. Make sure to follow us on social media at Welcome Home Pods. Subscribe on YouTube, 812 Media Productions. Check out some 812 Gaming there. And we got some other stuff coming there for you in the future. If you'd like to show your support for the Welcome Home Podcast, great way to do that. Just give us a share. It really helps us, really does a lot for us. You can also leave us 5 stars and a nice written review. That's really awesome, and we love to see that as well.
Let us know what y'all like, man. We hope y'all are remaining safe and, you know, staying strong.
Yes, sir. All right, Dolan, send off advice for the listeners.
Just, you know, don't ever give up, man. You feel me? Like, you can do it. I feel like you wouldn't be put in a position to do something if you couldn't do it. You're able to overcome this, whether it be you lost your job or you broke up with your girlfriend or, you know, you're going through some family stuff, whatever it is. You can do it. You'll be all right. Just don't let it eat at you too much. If you need people to talk to, you know, go to your close friends. Go to maybe like an older sibling or something like that. Find somebody in your life who you can talk to and just talk about it. It'll all be okay. There's not a whole lot of control we have, but we can control how we react to things and how we view things. Keep yourself peaceful to try to keep everybody around you peaceful.
Some nice thoughts.
I just be thinking, man. Yep. That's all.
I feel you. That's why we appreciate it.
Yeah. Trying to save the world one blunt at a time, baby.
Yes, sir. That's going to be a wrap on episode 22. Don't forget to subscribe. Make sure to go back, listen to episodes that you maybe missed. Get all caught up. There's lots of great content there. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.